Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see the damn bringing us back 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Steve McClatchy is our guest, our new friend, soon-to-be old friend. He's the founder of Allier, A-L-L-E-E-R, Allier Training and Consulting. He's the author of the best-selling book, Decide, Work Smarter, Reduce Your Stress, and Lead by Example. He is a leadership expert, and he brought us in the previous segment, Steve, you brought us some research from Gallup on engagement, which I will encourage you to continue to incorporate into my next request from you, which is, as a leadership expert, what do we need to do? I don't like it when people say that as the employer, I need to find a way to make my employees happy. You know, I think we got to meet in the middle somewhere, in my opinion. But as a leadership expert, what can we do as managers, as owners, as employers? What can we do to foster engagement?
Yeah, organizations will tout, you know, best places to work, you know, and of course that's attractive. You know, as an employee, you're thinking, man, they'll make it great. But really, you're the only one that can make it a great place to work, and that's by identifying, you know, what it is you want from this job. What are some of the skills that you want to acquire? What are some of the experiences that you want to gain? You know, what do you want to learn? What goals do you want to achieve? So when you're an employer, right, when you're sitting down with an employee, we work where we work for different reasons. We think we all work for the same reason, which is a paycheck. Okay, so above and beyond the paycheck, what is it about this job that is interesting to you? And I know this doesn't sound too sexy, but if you're going to work with somebody, just asking them, what do you look for in a leader? Jim, everybody has an answer to that question. Mm-hmm. What do you look for in the person that you're going to directly report to? I asked that of my assistant, and what she shared with me, I have been trying to fulfill since she started with me. Wow. And she said it's been the most fulfilling job, and I said, well, it wasn't rocket science. You told me exactly what you wanted, you know, in the person that you would report to. Mm-hmm. Don't do this. Don't do this. I like a lot of this. I really enjoy this. Mm-hmm. You know, this makes me nervous. They have an answer. And for some reason, we take leadership courses, and we think we're supposed to guess at what the perfect leader is. When we have the answer sitting right in front of us, which is the employees that we're supposed to lead, what do you look for in the person you're going to directly report to? And everybody has an answer to that question.
But if you've got multiple employees, you can't be all things to all of them. Can't we just land on some fundamentals? I mean, wouldn't honesty and fairness and decisiveness and being courageous, wouldn't those be the fundamentals that most people would say? And aren't those the things? If you're a leader and you accomplish, you know, those things as much as possible, haven't you done as much, a lot of what you need to do to do your part regarding engagement?
Absolutely. So you have two sides of this. You have the needs the person needs to meet to stay engaged in the work that they do. And who they're doing it for, they need to respect that person. If I'm going to do a great job in my role, I mean, if I'm in sales and my goal is $1 million and I bring in $2 million, well, I just helped my boss succeed, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, if that boss is somebody who I don't want to see succeed, if I don't respect what they're going to do with their money and their success, if I don't respect the life and the integrity that they're living,
the values,
right? So that's fundamental in people deciding whether they're going to take their discretionary time and put it towards the organization. You directly help your boss succeed. So with your discretionary effort, is that somebody you want to see succeed? The life that they're living, do you respect it? And that's an overlooked part of leadership that is too easy to skip. Do people want to see you be successful? Are you somebody that will do the right things with success? Mm-hmm. Certainly that's foundational to their discretionary effort. But, you know, one of the things my my assistant said, is, you know, I've never gotten any recognition or appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those
the number
things
one
like,
reason why people leave a company.
Yeah, and if and I have that same need, right? That recognition. But
we all do.
There's parts of a job. I mean, some people it's job security. Some people it's interesting work. Some mm-hmm. people it's a growth opportunity and they want to gain experience. Some people want to enjoy the day-to-day tasks of what they're being asked to do. Some people like the benefits package. They like
but
you know,
those
the mission
are two,
of the organization.
Those are two, three, and four. Number one is always respect and appreciation.
It's not.
In the surveys.
In the surveys. I mean, with each individual you sit down with, you'd be surprised
what people will tell you is their
number one priority with the person, you know, for the reason they took the job they took.
At what point in time, though, do we turn it around and say, look, you know, if you have this conversation with them, and then they tell you, and then they say, okay, what part of this are you going to take responsibility for?
Absolutely. So there's the employers are pretty.
Isn't
good
that also at, what leaders do? Don't leaders cause you to step up?
Well it's going to be a win for. I mean, when you sit down with the employer, the employer is pretty good at telling you exactly what they want from you, right?
Yeah.
And we get better and better at sharing with the employer what we want from them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we work side by side. You know, I use the game in my workshops. I use rock, paper, scissors because it's such a great.
I got 20 seconds, Steve.
Great. It's such a great analogy of me versus you instead of we're on the same side of the table trying to get each other's needs met. That's what leaders do. Let's get the needs on the table. Let's meet those needs together.
You can find out a lot about this in his new book, Decide, New York Times bestseller by Steve McClatchy. Hey, Steve, give us the website one more time, please.
Yeah, Allier.com. It's Alleer.com.
Hey, Steve, come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Good job. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
One
break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.